The Department of Veterans Affairs wants an extra $10 billion in its overall budget for fiscal 2015. That would supply the agency with more than $160 billion. VA Secretary Eric Shinseki tells the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee about his agency's 2015 budget request. Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders asks Secretary Shinseki how the budget request can help the VA solve one of its biggest problems. In this highlight, you also hear testimony from the VA's Undersecretary for Benefits, Allison Hickey.
For the last several years, there has been a loud concern about the backlog. General Shinseki, when you came into your position, you announced a very ambitious goal, and that goal was to process all claims in 125 days with 98% accuracy in 2015. Your goal was to go from a paper system to an electronic system. Can you or General Hickey give us some explicit information about where you are in that process?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. Let me just open, and then I'll turn to Secretary Hickey for the specifics. First, I would say that no veteran should have to wait to have their claims adjudicated, and we are committed to doing that as quickly as we can. And hence, 5 years ago, we had no standard for what was a backlog. And so we established one at 125 days. Every claim, not an average, but every claim handled in 125 days or less, and all of our work done at 98% accuracy. That has not changed. And what you've seen over the last 5 years, 3 years, was a commitment to do that by investing resources you provided to come up with an automation tool called VBMS, Veterans Benefits Management System. It's taken us time to design, develop, test, pilot, and make sure we had a good platform that we could hang capability on as we continue to improve it. And you've seen all of that over the last 3 years. We completed fielding it in June of 2013.
If I may, because I only have 5 minutes. I just want to. Bottom line is, you believe you are on path to achieve the goal that you established.
We are on path to do that.
General Hickey, did you want to add anything to that? Or?
Just to say that we have taken 237,000 claims out of inventory in a single year, and we've reduced the backlog by 40% in a single year. Our veterans are now waiting 117 days less on average for a claim decision, and our quality in all those decisions is up over 90%.
That's the Undersecretary for Benefits at the Department of Veterans Affairs, General Allison Hickey, also testifying at this hearing, VA Undersecretary for Health Robert Petzl. Chairman Sanders asked him how the fiscal 2015 budget request will provide for new drug initiatives.
Dr. Petzl, within the VA and throughout our country, there has been a concern that we over-medicate. The VA has done some cutting-edge work in terms of using complementary and alternative medicine to treat a variety of problems. My understanding is that you have launched what is called an opioid safety initiative in Minnesota. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what you see in terms of the future regarding complementary and alternative medicine?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for that that question. We've actually launched this across the entire system. All of our medical centers are now participating in an opioid safety program, which entails five elements. It is an opioid dashboard, which elucidates high prescribers and high users, and then a process by which the users and the providers are met with and discussed. Two, every medical center has a pain clinic. Three, every medical center uses the stepwise pain process, which the VA developed a real revolutionary approach to using the least risky alternatives in managing pain. And I think from your perspective, most importantly, we require right now that every pain program offer at least one alternative medicine process, and that they develop within this year another alternative medicine program. So acupuncture and pain is probably the most common thing, and you'll find that we have about 90 acupuncture programs around the country.
Are you finding veterans gravitating to those types of therapies?
Absolutely. People want to use the least risky way to manage their pain. I mean, this is something that, they've come with in general out of their experiences in combat, and it can be a terrible burden for them. And, yes, they want to find ways without using opioids or narcotics to manage their pain.
That's Undersecretary for Health at the Department of Veterans Affairs, Robert Petzl. Republican Senator Mike Johanns from Nebraska is a member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, and he asks in this highlight Secretary Shinseki to focus on the capital improvements in the fiscal 2015 budget request.
FY15 budget request is for $561.8 million. As I understand the way that request is put together, it's actually for four ongoing projects that are in some state of construction. So the first question I have on that is, does that 561.8 represent a sufficient amount of money to get those projects to the finish line? Are they done at the end of that? Or do we see this again next year?
Senator, the four construction projects, and I'll list them, West Los Angeles for seismic corrections, Long Beach Mental Health and Community Living Center, Canandaigua, New York, domiciliary outpatient facility, community living center, San Diego, spinal cord and seismic deficiency. These are all projects that are on the execution list under the major construction program for 15.
My question, though, is does the $561.8 million complete those projects this year?
Yes, they do.
It does?
Yes.
Okay. The concern I have, I guess, is probably going to be obvious here. $561.8 checks the box on those four projects. As you know, we've been working our way somewhere through the list in Nebraska. But, you know, I don't want to single out Nebraska. There's a whole bunch of other states out there, many of which are ahead of us. And so what I'm looking at is all of these projects, there's been an estimate, it's probably a pretty rough estimate, that $23 billion is necessary to address what's on the waiting list. And if Omaha is that far down the list, I can only imagine the problems ahead of us. Tell me how we can best put a process in place to address what you're dealing with and what we're dealing with. It's a lot of money. It'd be very hard to come up with. I don't think we'd want 20-some projects all going at once. That stretches everybody pretty thin. But how do we move these projects in a more aggressive way?
Yeah, I would say, Senator, we have done our best to prioritize these projects so that at the very top are the safety and security issues that we have to address for safety of employees and veterans. And when we do that, of course, then you can see an ordering. Secondly, the priority would be to ensure that what we have today is kept at a good standard. And therefore, for minor construction, not just major, but minor construction, non-recurring maintenance, those funds, in addition to the $561 million you talked about, we have $495 million for minor construction, another $460 million for non-recurring maintenance. So these other funds keep us at a safe standard in the facilities we have today. And our commitment is, as we work towards getting to in Omaha, for example, that what we have today in Omaha, the hospital there, will be kept at a safe functioning and a standard that veterans will see as their hospital at delivering high-quality care.
That's Secretary of Veterans Affairs Eric Shinseki testifying to the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee about his agency's 2015 budget request. Later this afternoon, you can find a link to watch the entire hearing at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.